This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. More than 500,000 Americans lost their jobs in December. Here in California, the unemployment rate jumped to 9.3% last month. 2009 hasn't started off well either. Microsoft is planning to lay off 5,000 people. Alcoa has cut more than 13,000 jobs. In the wake of a shrinking job market, not everyone will be able to find work in the fields they left. Shia Levitt reports.
The classes at San Francisco's Employment Development Department have been filling up these days. Today, about 20 newly unemployed people have come to learn about their unemployment benefits and get help finding a job.
If you have not already put your resume in our CalJobs job matching system, you need to do that by noon on Friday.
Workshop leader Linda Frederick says many of her clients are intimidated by being forced back into the job market after many years of stable employment.
So now they have this full-time task, which, if you were going to a job, would be scary enough. You'd at least be expecting a paycheck at the end of the week. Now you're learning something, and you don't know when the reward's going to come.
Homo Wu is one of the job seekers looking for help here. He was laid off from Sony's video game division and has been working security at a local bar while job hunting. So far, he says, it's been discouraging.
The market is pretty rough. I mean, I go into interviews, but I'm actually fighting for one position out of, like, 15 other candidates. I aced my interviews, and I guess they found a better candidate, you know, so it's an ongoing cycle.
So after 7 years working in the video game industry, Wu says he may have to switch to a completely different field.
I'm actually thinking of coming to law enforcement and also into the healthcare industry, which is a booming market right now.
Staff member Vince Diaz encourages his clients to think about how their skills will transfer to other fields. Construction workers who aren't finding tons of work building homes may be able to shift to public infrastructure projects like roads and bridges or get certified in green building, a field that may have expanding job prospects. And people from the hard-hit financial sector may have analytic or accounting experience needed in insurance or healthcare.
They do have a lot of good skills already, so it's just a matter of finding out what they would really like to do and getting them the training that they need.
Some newly unemployed people are getting professional help finding their next job from outplacement agencies. These high-end services, offered as part of some severance packages, can give one-on-one career coaching, networking opportunities, and access to job search tools that are not available at public unemployment offices.
Open up your binder.
Right Management is hosting a workshop to introduce new clients to job hunting resources and to give tips on coping with the traumas of job loss.
I know that more than likely all of you have subjected to nothing but negative news, and that the reason you're here could be perceived and you could be very unhappy. And what we're hoping to do is just to talk about what you are being given and how we think we can help you.
Among the participants is Joanna Jordan Wu. After the workshop, she uses the agency computer lab to update her profile on a networking website. She'll put a link to her profile on new business cards. Jordan Wu lost her job as a corporate lawyer more than a month ago and never expected it would take this long to get back in the job market.
It didn't feel like a trauma at first, but I think it kind of was, and I think I am starting to get over it in enough that I can now really properly go out and hunt for a job.
She's considering another type of business law, or maybe changing fields altogether. Right Management career coach Barb Haydick says she's not alone.
About 25% of the people see this as an opportunity. They weren't happy in their last job, and this was kind of what they say, the kick in the pants they needed to get looking for something that was better suited for them.
Few states have earmarked funds specifically for retraining laid-off workers. Obama's economic stimulus plan includes talk of job creation, but not many details on retraining. Andy Van Clunen runs Workforce Alliance, a national coalition of business, labor, and educational groups.
We're making an incredible investment at the federal level. We just need to start talking about investing in people as well as bridges and roads and public buildings.
Van Clunen's group wants $12 billion of the new plan invested in preparing the nation's workforce for new jobs. For NPR News, I'm Shia Levitt.